As you begin, taking a few moments to find a nice, comfortable place where you can settle in. Find a place that can be really your own for the next little while. A place that you won't be disturbed. So turning off your phones or letting anybody in the house know that this is your time. A time that you'd like for yourself. A time to address some things that are really important to you. A time to begin to transform cravings into choice. And so as you listen, that nice quiet place, not needing to bring your attention to anything else, so not driving, not doing anything that requires all of you to be available, so all of you can be available for this. And the first part of this experience will help you to have the best of both worlds. The pleasure and spontaneity of the part of you that wants the goodness and enjoyment of the moment that responding to the craving provides now, but also the lasting happiness and well-being from the part of you that can see a bigger picture, that wants what's most beneficial over your lifetime. And so even though sometimes the way that part that craves something that you know isn't especially good for you in the long term can seem really negative, underneath it has something that's so positive, that desire for pleasure, that desire for enjoyment, to be free and easy and have fun. And so to be able to express that part of yourself in a way that's contributing to your health, to your well-being, to your overall happiness is very important, just as it's important to be able to honor those parts of you that are out for your best interests over time. One brings aliveness and richness, and the other creates the foundation of centeredness and groundedness that's so important. And the second part of this experience will help you to get some distance from what now feels like a craving, so that you can have some choice instead of being carried along by the intensity of it. And so, I was taking that little additional time now to settle in, to check in with your body and see if all the different parts of your body are well supported and comfortable. To see that you're warm enough and cool enough. And so that you feel really free to start to bring your awareness inside. Yeah. So beginning by just feeling your breath from the inside. So that rather than thinking about breathing, just feeling your breath. Riding those waves of inhale, of exhale. Not having to do anything special with your breath at all. Just simply feeling the inhale and the exhale. Riding your breath. Just like you would ride the waves of the sea. Expanding on the inhale and coming to rest on the exhale. And feeling how as you expand on the inhale, that fresh new breath enters the body. And how as you breathe out, as you exhale so naturally, that breath leaves the body and the muscles just easily begin to let go. And so as you breathe in and feel that sense of opening, expanding, of taking in, and bring in your awareness fully to the exhale, that moment of letting go, of release. And as you do, if you focus in as well on a particular part of the body, a part of the body that feels a little sore or tense or tight, and just imagining that as you breathe out, you can gather up that soreness or tightness or tension and breathe it right out with the exhale, so that the body begins to feel that much more relaxed, that much more easy, cared for, just riding those waves of inhale and exhale. Focusing in, just that gentle, relaxed focus on any part of the body that would benefit from that extra awareness. Focusing in as you inhale and gathering up and breathing out on the exhale. That's right. And now, breathing in, and this time breathing in that breath and breathing it in as though you could breathe it in to your whole body, all the way down to your toes. Breathing in a nice, full, deep, rich inhale all the way down to your toes. And as you breathe out, breathing up from your toes and all the way out. And again, breathing in all the way down to your toes, and this time letting that breath expand down through your arms and wrists and hands and all the way out to your fingertips as well as your toes. And feeling as you breathe out how the breath just flows right out, all the way out from those far distant places on the body, the toes and the fingertips. And all the way out through your mouth, through your nose. And feel what happens in the body just by that simple act. And bring in your awareness to your body in this way by breathing, by noticing. Knowing that each time you bring your awareness to your breath in this way, hundreds of new experiences are happening in the brain. You're actually changing your brain, letting it know, this is what I want, this peaceful, energized relaxation. And with your next in-breath, breathing into your whole body, all the way down to your toes and your fingertips, and this time including your head so that you're also breathing all the way up to the top of your head. And then breathing it all out as though you could cleanse your body with that breath, emptying all the stress, all the tension, all the tightness, just letting it go with that breath. And one more time, whole body breath all the way down to the tips of your toes and your fingers, the top of your head. And then letting it go all the way out. And so little by little, or all at once, your whole body begins to feel easier, more comfortable, and more relaxed. And moving your awareness now to your emotional being. And in that same way, just take taking a few moments with your emotional self. That's right. Just breathing into your emotional self and noticing what's there. Gathering up and breathing out whatever is ready to be released, so that your emotional self as well has that feeling of being attended to, cared for, supported. And so you feel that calm coming over your emotional self, freeing your emotional energy so that you can bring it to this hypnotic experience. Important things that you're working with here today. And then moving your awareness one more time up to your mind, your brain. And just bringing that breath right up into your brain, gathering up and breathing out all the different thoughts. Yeah. And so the mind as well can become quiet and comfortable, leaving you that much more free to focus on what it is that you really want. Just imagine that you could find a word, a couple of words that represent a feeling that you'd like to have right now, a feeling like peace, calm, happiness, something simple that you'd like to experience. And so that with each breath now, just imagining that you're breathing in that quality, breathing in peace, breathing in calm. Breathing in well-being. Breathing it in with each in-breath. With each out-breath, feel it circulating through your whole body. Breathing it in. And circulating it through your whole being. Through your physical body. Through your emotional self. Through your mind. And as you continue to breathe, you can listen to me, listening to my voice, as I count down from 5 down to 1. And so breathing in now. 5. And as you breathe out, feeling that feeling extending all the way through your body. And 4. Letting these words just flow over you as you focus on the sensations in your body, your emotions, your mind as they become quieter and quieter. More and more easy, relaxed. And 3, another deep, full breath in, breathing your special word all the way through every cell, breathing it all the way to the center of your bones. And 2, even deeper, As you feel your awareness now beginning to drop deeper and deeper into that simple, quiet place inside. That place where you connect with that part of you that knows so much more than you even know you know. In the center of your creative unconscious, your deepest intelligence, your core knowing. And one, letting your breath return to normal, floating on the waves of inhale and exhale. As you now begin to become aware of your hands, and very gently now turning your hands up so that your palms are facing up, and just for a moment just feeling your hands, your right hand, your left hand, and space between your two hands. And as you do, just taking a moment now to think about a craving that you would like to transform into choice. And very, very simply, I want, in 5 words or less, what is the transformation that you would like? And just saying that to yourself slowly and deeply, mindfully. I want 5 words or less. And a craving usually involves some kind of conflict between two inner aspects of yourself, two inner needs. And so you can imagine now that you can put one of those in your right hand and one in your left hand, so that perhaps there's a part of you that wants to eat as many chocolate bunnies as you can possibly fill yourself up with, wants the pleasures of the moment, the joy of something tasty, or the praise you'll get if you work just a little bit more. Or engaging in that other difficult relationship. And even though the manifestation, the expression of that may seem difficult, just letting yourself right now just put in your right hand all the reasons that you like it. Chocolate bunnies taste good. That burst of flavor. Those happy childhood memories that they elicit. Whatever your reasons are to keep the craving in place, to keep going towards it, even if that other part of you knows it's not good for you, just what is it that you like about it that keeps you going in that direction? Perhaps a momentary feeling of relaxation or comfort. Just putting all the things that are good in your right hand. Great. And now letting go of awareness of that right hand, just leaving it there with palm up, and moving your awareness to your other hand. And in this hand, placing all the reasons why you know you should stop. Gives you a headache or too many calories. Your stomach hurts afterwards. Or you end up with yet another person that gives you trouble. list all the reasons why you'd like to change, the long-term goals that you want. I want to be slim. I want to be healthy. I want to be with people that love me back. Whatever they are, just put all of those things that that side of you represents into that other hand. That's very good. And now, feeling yourself right in the middle, aware of what's in your left hand, aware of what's in your right hand, and slowly, at your own pace and in your own time, just start to bring those two hands together so that instead of being non-integrated, separate and fighting with each other, you start to bring them together. You can actually do this physically now so that you actually get that embodied sense of these two aspects of yourself coming together. And just let them get closer and closer, and maybe they stop at one point. Maybe they even separate a little. And so that without forcing, you're bringing these two parts closer and closer together. That's right. Just as close as they want to be, maybe they stop a few inches apart. And maybe they come all the way together so that your palms are held together like a cup. Or maybe your palms even press together, your fingers intertwine. Just finding your own way to start to bring these two separate parts closer together. And then noticing how that feels. That you realize that one doesn't overwhelm the other. But that a third kind of knowing from deep in your creative unconscious emerges. And as these two parts come closer together, that something new happens. Something that's greater than its parts. And just taking a moment to breathe into that. Letting your body sense into it. Letting your emotional self feel this third part. This gift from your creative unconscious. Letting your mind understand that there's another possibility. Not one side or the other side, but something new, something that includes the best of both. That's right. And then perhaps you want to take your two hands and bring them to your heart. Maybe you'd like to rest them back in your lap now. And just making a small gesture that reminds you of this experience, this new understanding, and knowing that this gesture can become an anchor for you, a signal that can bring you back to this remembering anytime you'd like. And that just like any other skill, the more you practice, the stronger it gets. And so you can just picture yourself now over the next weeks and months and days, making this little gesture, remembering back with your body, your emotions, and your mind, what it feels like as these two different parts start to come together, creating something new. That's very good. I'm just taking these next few moments for integration. Just letting your inner self really begin to integrate what you've learned, what you've experienced here today, knowing that you can come back anytime, listen to these words, strengthen this experience. And now just taking a moment to really congratulate yourself for having chosen to care for yourself in this way, to take the time out of your day to settle in with yourself, to connect with your deepest intelligence, and to work with these issues. And so that when you begin to know that this is really yours, yours to have and to keep, to use, you can just begin to start to reorient yourself to the outside world, coming back so slowly and so gently that you can bring this relaxation, this comfort, this experience with you into your day.